Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It is Friday night. It's the 9th of December, and I am joined by the legendary original truther, Max Egan, joining me all the way from, I believe, the sunny climes of Australia. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Australia at the moment. Richie, thanks for asking me on, brother. Pleasure to come
anytime,
and talk to you.
Anytime, man. Anytime, brother. I was so psyched that you answered, so... We could sit here for hours and hours and hours talking, but for the people that don't know who you are, what does this picture right here mean to you?
This is, the tunnels into Gaza. This is actually very, very similar to the tunnel that I crawled through when I went into Gaza in 2012. I crawled in there with a friend of mine. We went in just to check it out. I wanted to go and have a look, see what was really going on in there. That was my main motivation for going there. We didn't announce to anybody that we were coming. We didn't tell Hamas we were coming. We kind of snuck out of Egypt. We got to Rafah and we crawled through a tunnel like that. It was about 50 meters underground. It was about probably an hour and a half it took us to get through this tunnel on our hands and knees to get to the other side, and spent 10 days in Gaza Strip just to check it out and see what was going on. And it was absolutely horrific scene to see what the people are dealing with in there. It's not anything like what we're told in the Western world. It's not a den of terrorists or anything like that. It's basically a huge concentration camp, a population mainly of children, who are forced to live under the most horrendous of conditions by the state of Israel. And it's really shocking. But that's what that reminds me of. Yeah, I spent an hour and a half crawling through a tunnel like that in 2012. It was an amazing experience.
Now, you've seen this. Most people in the United States that haven't traveled, and most people would never get to Palestine, this should scare people that this is what Israel's done to Palestine. Israel, everybody that wants to follow the Bible, God loves the Israelites, blah, blah, blah. These are not the same people that are written about in the Bible. These people were installed here by the Rothschilds. This was all backed up by, quote unquote, Illuminati money. And what Israel does to these people is absolutely unbelievable. Most people don't even know about this whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it is. It's shocking what they do to the people in Palestine, and it's been ethnic cleansing. It's been going on for 70 years, ever since they set up the State of Israel. And you're right, the people that are there now have no claim to the land. They're not the original Israelites. These are people who come from European descent, and they've basically moved in. And the original Jews of the area are actually some of the most downtrodden people in all of Israel. So it's quite shocking. It's an open apartheid state. Everything we hear about it is backwards. And even in the Bible, for those who are, into the Bible, it mentions in the Bible the synagogue of Satan, the Jews who are fake Jews, who pretend they are Jews. And this is who is in control of the state of Israel now. And unfortunately, that's who is influencing foreign policy in so many Western countries, which is what this whole war on terror is about. The war on terror is, in fact, a war for greater Israel. It's not anything to do with fighting terrorism. It's creating terrorism. And we've decimated so many countries through this war on terror. And it's been absolutely shocking. And it's brought about, it's been a multi-platformed, operation, because not only can we destabilize the Middle East and bring about this whole greater Israel product that they want to create, they can also destabilize Europe, which was part of the plan in the Kalergi plan written in 1928. They talked about the genocide of the European people via mass migration, which is exactly what they're doing now. And this required the destruction of Libya and the invasion of Syria for this to happen. Libya was the cork in the bottle of Africa. See, a lot of the refugees that are coming up into Europe now are not from Syria, but the war in Syria is used to cover for this, because people think, oh, it's just this horrible war that's happening in Syria. These Syrians are fleeing their country. It's not just Syrians. It's people coming up all through Africa from all through that region who are going through Libya now, which is now a failed state. So they're able to get fake Syrian passports and just wander off into Europe. And it's all about the genocide of the people of Europe via mass migration. It's not a Muslim threat that's happening in Europe. It's just a watering down of the blood of the European people is what's going on. That's the intention of what's happening in Europe now. You can't blame the Muslims. You've got to look at the underlying causal factors of this, and that is the war on terror itself. And the war on terror has been completely and wholly manufactured. And so it's doing that. It's genociding the people of Europe via mass migration. This will be a slow process, but it will happen simply due to the influx of people if it isn't stopped. It's also bringing about greater Israel by the destabilization of the Middle Eastern countries. And it's also bringing about this police state in all of our own countries under the guise of protecting us from this terrible threat of terrorism, which is non-existent. The whole thing's been manufactured. So it's a very, very clever play. Whole thing's a psychological operation. That's what it is. The whole war on terror is a psyop. Everything that we're seeing about Israel is a psyop. It's all a psychological operation. Every speech that you see Benjamin Netanyahu makes is precisely backwards. Everything he says is precisely backwards. He made a speech the other day about how claiming a Palestinian state would be a terrible thing because what Palestinians want is no Jews. They want no Jews in this Palestinian state, and therefore this is ethnic cleansing and this is not permitted. And this is everything that Israel is doing to Palestine. You know, Israel doesn't want any non-Jews in Israel. So that's just the way it is. You know, everything they say is backwards. And it's the same with the war on terror. It's the same with just about everything that we're fed by mainstream sources and by government sources.
It's amazing looking at the pictures from the Gaza Strip, how they've got it all set up. And it's like they're everybody in the military, all the special forces, all the police officers, everybody wants to get trained by Israel because they have the most brutal tactics. And it looks like they're just practicing the best way to eliminate entire countries worth of people. Contain them and dump white phosphorus. White phosphorus is an incredibly horrible weapon that's not even supposed to be used in regular warfare. And these guys have used it before. And then people still think that Israel's the victims. It blows me away. It absolutely blows me away.
Well, yeah. And what you're showing there, that wall, that's actually in West Bank. That's actually Jerusalem. These are villages in West Bank. This is how they live in West Bank. In Gaza, there's just a wall between Gaza Strip and Israel. Gaza Strip is an area of land that's 4.5 miles wide, 25 miles long, and it's got a coast on one side, and it's got a quite secure border on the southern end of it, which is the border with Egypt, border with Sinai. And then on the western side, or the eastern and northern sides, it's got a huge wall, which is the wall that Israel's put up there. But in Jerusalem, they've got a similar wall in Jerusalem. It's actually a lot worse to live in West Bank than what it is in Gaza, because you're under brutal Israeli rule all the time. You're under brutal, virtually dictatorship. You've got snipers taking pot shots at children all the time, checkpoints everywhere. You've got segregated road systems where Palestinians can't even cross the road to visit their neighbors on the other side because it's an Israeli-only road that's between the two suburbs. So they've got to walk miles around and go through a checkpoint, which can take like 6 hours to get through. You have people giving birth on the side of the roads because the Israelis won't let them through the checkpoint. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, in Gaza Strip, it's just a concentration camp, or you know, it's just completely under siege. They don't let hardly anything in. They don't let anything out. No one can travel in and out of there. It's absolutely horrendous. But there is at least freedom of movement in Gaza Strip. In West Bank, you really don't have freedom of movement at all. And what we see in Gaza Strip is a process of warehousing and surplusing human beings. And as I've often said, if we don't pay attention to what's going on in Palestine, the way of Palestine will be the way of the world. And this is what we're seeing now introduced into all of our countries. This brutal police system that they use in Gaza Strip and in West Bank is what we're seeing in all of our countries. A lot of the weapons that we're seeing introduced into our countries now, the water cannons, all the sorts of things that they're using on civilians now, they've tested all of these on live targets in Palestine. That's a lot of what they use West Bank for. They use it to test live weapons. They just cook up a knife attack or cook up a terrorist attack, which is never what we're told it is. There was a bus attack on a bus about a year ago, where a couple of Jews were apparently shot and stabbed. And so there was this huge raising of tension, and they went in there and just started decimating all these places in West Bank in revenge for this killing. I've got people who live right there, Jewish people, friends of mine, who live right on the corner where that bus stop is, and they watched the whole thing, and they said it was a complete setup. There was no Palestinians. There was nothing. There was nothing that went on there at all. They simply parked a bus, brought in all these ambulances, fired off a couple of shots, brought in a couple of Palestinian prisoners and shot them and claimed terrorist attack and then used it to lock down West Bank even more. You know, you've got knife attacks all the time. We've been told an 18-year-old woman attacks eight soldiers in body armor carrying machine guns, goes and attacks them with a knife. I mean, come on, you know, we've been told this happens all the time. It's ridiculous, you know, it's ridiculous.
We've seen some of the videos, but they don't last very long because you can look right at them and see that the stuff isn't legit. And they're pulling this stuff back home, too. But, I mean, in Israel, it happens quite often.
Well, it does. It happens all the time. And what people don't understand is it's a system of warehousing and surplusing human beings, and it's a weapons testing facility. That's what they use it for. They can use all of their ammunition on live targets. They use experimental ammunition, dime ammunition, all sorts of stuff. So that's a lot of what they use Palestine for. And everything we're told about it is backwards. And unfortunately, it influences a lot of U.S. foreign policy and a lot of foreign policy all around the world. And this is what has created the war on terror, and this is what has created the police state. But even behind that, I mean, there's so many mechanisms at work here, Richie. There really is. Looking behind the veil is the most difficult thing for people to do because, you know, when we even look at all of this, I mean, I tried to focus on Palestine for so many years, and I still do in many ways because I really care about the plight of the Palestinian people. You know, I tried to use it for those out there who believe the legal system's real, which I believe it's all fiction. It's, you know, the legal system's put there to keep us in check and to insulate the rulers. It's there to protect them, not to protect us. You know, we can get little modicums of remedy in our everyday lives, but we don't get any real remedy from the life that we're living. We don't get any real remedy from this system by operating within legal parameters. But, okay, for those out there who think this legal system's real, well, here's Palestine. This is a war crime. What Israel is doing to Palestine, just the mere fact that Gaza Strip exists, this is an international war crime. This is a breach of Article 33 of the Fourth Geneva Convention, and this gives us an opportunity to prosecute every single politician in the world who is supporting the state of Israel. So if you believe the legal system's real, okay, let's take advantage of it. But people wouldn't buy it. They won't do it because they're scared of this whole Muslim threat and they think that Gaza Strip is a den of Muslim terrorists. It's not. I mean, Palestine is 35% Christian. So if you're a Christian out there, what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians, they're not just doing it to Muslim terrorists, they're doing it to Christian children as well. You've got to understand this. Palestine is 35% Christian. It's not Sharia law. I know women in Gaza Strip who walk around with no burqas on, no headdress, no veils. It's all okay. There's a building in Gaza Strip, which is one building and it's on the corner of a street and it's a mosque on one side and a church on the other. You walk in there and it's set up so that you can pray to either faith in the same building at the same time. And they do it. They get along fine. There's no problem with these people. You know, it's nothing like what we're being told. So people have got to see how it's being orchestrated. But again, it's a distraction. It's something we can focus on. The same as the Freemasons are something we can focus on. The Jesuit system is something we can focus on. All these things are different things we can focus on. The gematria is something we can focus on. You know, it's looking behind the veil. Looking at gematria and Freemasonry and all of this stuff, all of the secret symbols that they put everywhere, all of the secret numbers that they put everywhere, all of this stuff. You know, people look at it and they go, they do it because they believe it holds a certain power over us. These numbers and all this stuff and all these symbols hold power over us. And people spend their lives trying to research the occult to find out what this secret magic is. And they don't realize that the secret magic, the power it holds over you is your focus on that particular issue. Your focus on looking for the numbers in everything rather than paying attention to what's going on around you and dealing with the situation. You know, all of these secret things that they put everywhere are just to keep us looking and to keep us investigating, to keep us going down these rabbit holes rather than paying attention to what's going on around us. You know, I've been telling people to pull their heads out of the rabbit holes and pay attention to what's going on around them for so long now. I get accused of, oh, look, Max is saying we shouldn't research. He's a shill. This is the mentality. This is the programming. You know, just and it's through memes like that. You know, the whole meme, the concept that someone once said, we will control all opposition that rises against us. People simply believing that stops anything from ever rising against them. If you or I or Mark Passio or anybody suddenly gains a following, suddenly gains a groundswell, then you've got all these conspiracy theorists out there who go, oh, look, they're gaining some headway. It must be controlled opposition. And they pull all support from you and convince others to pull support from you as well. So it's self-defeating. You know, we won't look beyond the veil and see that that's a meme. Sure, they control so much stuff. They control so much of the stuff that you see, like WikiLeaks. I mean, this is such a play. This whole Pizzagate thing is such a play. But there's truth in there as well. That's the thing, but it's how it's been played. And this whole thing has been so orchestrated. You know, what they've done to the truth movement in itself has been such a play and such a psyop. And people don't even understand what the term psyop means now. They think if you say something is a psyop, you're saying it's fake.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying it's a psychological operation designed to influence the way people think. And anything can be molded in this way. Any topic, no matter how truthful it is, can have a psyop interjected into it to cause people to doubt certain things or to cause people to approach the situation in a certain way, to turn it into an argument rather than a debate. To turn it into a situation now in the so-called truth movement where we've got people saying, I've got everything. I know what's going on. And anybody who disagrees with me is a shill. You know, shill is the latest buzzword. Psyop is the latest buzzword. And people don't really understand what these terms mean. And it's incredibly frustrating. But the truth movement has been greatly infiltrated because there's been a psychological operation injected into the so-called truth movement as well. And they've really set up an environment to make it ripe for something like Pizzagate to happen and for it to be led in the way it's been led. Because there's so much truth in Pizzagate. There's so much truth in the fact that there is this horrible group of pedophiles that are running the world. There really is. This is going on in every country. And it's what's happening, but people won't look beyond it all. People are too busy looking down their rabbit holes and looking at all the things that are put there simply to distract them rather than simply looking around them and realizing that we are being farmed. This whole species is being farmed. It has been farmed for a very, very long time. That's what's happening. And we're all looking down these rabbit holes that are put there to keep us distracted, trying to find out all these little secret things. We're not just looking behind the veil and seeing that it's virtually like there's two species of humans here. There's the normal people, what we would call normal, those with morals, those with a sense of moral value, a sense of knowing what right and wrong is. And there's those who have no morals, the psychopaths. And they do what they do. And they exist behind the scenes mostly. And they are who is running the world. And they are who is farming the world, mainly children. And it's been going on for eons. And it's being exposed now, but the whole exposure of it is being really, really cleverly manipulated, you know. But it's all happened due to us. It's all happened due to our lack of morals. And that's what this society has done, is this society has trained us to become more and more immoral, which is what has created this. That's what's created this whole situation. And that's how they do it. Yeah, but we won't look behind the veil. We won't look behind the veil and pay attention to what is going on right now. We're too busy looking down all these rabbit holes and claiming we've found the answer. Everyone should listen to us and arguing with everybody else, which is exactly what they want us to do. And while they put all these rabbit holes there, see, that's how the numbers control you. That's how all the secret information controls you, because you're totally fixated on it all the time rather than on dealing with your surroundings and adjusting your moral compass and doing what is right in all that you do right now in the world today and stop supporting this system. You know, it controls us because we buy into it. Even with all of these secret messages, we're constantly buying into it and looking into it and wasting our attention on that rather than dealing with the world that we live in. That's how it controls you. And getting that through to people, see how that is a psychological operation is one of the hardest things to do. And even with YouTube, what they've done with YouTube, the monetization of YouTube, the monetization of videos on YouTube, is what has done that. They've really done a number on people with this one, because now everybody sensationalizes their headlines. A lot of people who used to listen to people who were bringing them factual information suddenly thought, well, hang on, I can do this. I can set up a channel. I know all this stuff now. I've listened to all these people and I know what's going on. I can set up a channel. I can monetize it and I can create sensationalistic headlines and I can make a lot of money out of it. And so now it's become about views. People are putting out sensationalistic stuff rather than the truth, knowing it's the truth and putting it out there to help and empower people and shift this forward. Now it's all about clicks. It's all about getting views. You know, I've never monetized my channel and I will never monetize my channel because it's not about that. You know, what we've done by doing this is we've fallen prey to the economic system that we're trying to defeat. You know, and I can show me people need to make money. People have got to pay to be alive. And I can understand, you know, because they keep raising the cost of living. We've got to do it somehow. And there's a lot of work that goes into this. And it's nice to get some income from it. But it's through the need for views rather than the need to make sure what you're putting out there is factual and empowering. This has created a real problem. And now it's created an environment where something like Pizzagate that can be sensationalized and people can focus on the pizza store rather than on the pedophilic content of the emails and the fact that this exposes a global ring of pedophiles. And that should be the focus and the only focus on Pizzagate. All of this pizza shop stuff, this is such a play, such a play. It's not about the pizza shop. You know, they can spring this to the masses as an attack against a small business, and that's exactly what they've done. Yep. I was trying to warn people about this. Stop focusing on the pizza store. It's not the issue. The issue is that this world is run by a group of pedophiles, a huge group of pedophiles who are harvesting children and farming this species. It's been going on for a long time. With this, they've got to expose themselves to the world and then convince all the masses that it's all rubbish and you shouldn't believe it. And they're all going to throw the baby out with the bathwater because everybody has been focused on the pizza store. Now, that has been the psychological operation with Pizzagate, the fact that it's been such a play and it's been so well set up. And through the monetization of YouTube, they were able to create an environment where it would simply take off because it's great clickbait. Everybody's going to run with it. Everybody's going to want to get all the views and get the latest scoop. And by this, they can now portray it as this rampant fake news across the media. And it's just unbelievable what they've done with it. But it was so predictable that they were going to do this. But, yeah, they wouldn't have been able to do it without the monetization of YouTube, without creating the environment for this to happen. You know, and look, I've got no problem with people monetizing their accounts, but it shouldn't be about the views. It shouldn't be about the views you're getting. It should be about spreading the right information to people and helping people wake up to the fact that there's a war going on. And we've got people here that are harvesting massive amounts of children. They're controlling your life by making you walk between the lines, making you pay to be alive, all the stuff that they're doing. And we're too busy exploring rabbit holes and thinking we've got the latest, you know, we're the latest guru and fighting amongst each other and calling anybody who disagrees with us as a shill. You know, this whole thing's been a play. I mean, sure, WikiLeaks is controlled opposition. Absolutely it is. But within that, within the leaks that they put out, there's little specks of gold in there. And this leaking of these pedophile little bits in these Podesta emails is gold. It's absolute gold. But you've got to see what that gold is and where it can lead to and not get distracted on the side issues that they're going to bring up, which is what the pizza store is. You know, and this whole Madeleine McCann thing, because, you know, I've really looked into that and this is starting to look so weird that those, you know, identikit pictures look exactly like the Podesta brothers. How can this be? When there was two different witnesses who claimed to identify one man they saw carrying off a child. They don't know whether it was this child. They don't know what it was. There was just a guy in the area carrying a child at the time. And two different witnesses gave a description of a guy. And when you put those two descriptions together, they happened to look exactly like the two Podesta brothers. And this came out, what, in 2010 or something, this picture. So how long has this been going to set this up? I mean, what are the chances of a description of one man looking so different and those two people happening to look exactly like the Podesta brothers? You know, and there's been work that's been done by other people on the Madeleine McCann case, which proves something very different to the official story and even something very different to the fact that she ever made it out of the apartment alive. So, you know, this is very, very strange, this whole story. This whole thing has been set up to, you know, draw attention away from the fact that there is this pedophile ring and to basically allow them to amplify their operation, I think. That's what will happen if people don't pull back and focus on the correct issue as far as Pizzagate goes.
it works perfect for them because it allows these people are sick and they do run everything. They want people to know about this. I was saying this back in the beginning of the year when Bruce Jenner turned into a woman, that these people were pedophiles and they want people to know. And this whole thing is perfect because just like you said, everybody's focusing on the pizza store. And now these guys have the opportunity to make everybody look insane. They've already had the guy go in there that's an actor and shoot a bullet into the ground. And everybody feels bad for the pizza store and everybody thinks everything's crazy. Meanwhile, they're showing that they're pedophiles. It's right in plain sight. It's actually a brilliant psyop. It's brilliant. And it's real.
Well, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's been really, really well done, the way they've shifted attention to the pizza store. And it's been so predictable. But the fact that they've got to expose themselves, and like it's what they call the externalization of the hierarchy. This is what they're
doing. Exactly.
But it's by lowering the moral compass of people, you know, like allowing people do terrible things in their daily lives every day, just in their business world. And they allow it to happen, you know. Why aren't we seeing people changing their concepts inside themselves and changing their moral compass in what they do? That's the only way we're going to change anything, you know. We can step away from the system. You know, all of the stuff that they're giving you to all these rabbit holes to go down, step away from it and deal with the people who gave you the rabbit holes to begin with. Why do you think these people have any right to rule you? Why do you think that any of the laws that they write down mean anything? You know, look at Black's Law. Black's Law, what is Black's Law? Is that a book of law? It's not a book of natural law. It's a book of magic. It's a grimoire. It's a book of spells that makes you believe you have to do everything they write down on these pages. What for? What for? It's that is the spell itself. You know, it's amazing that people can't see it, but, it's just magic. It's word magic. It's mind control. That's how they do the whole thing. But you know, what's going on here is the human race is being farmed. That's what's going on. And until people wake up to that fact that, you know, and we'll go down all this, oh, they worship the devil, they're Satanists, they're possessed by these evil spirits. No, they enjoy what they do. They enjoy what they do. You know, if you can look at the world energetically, look at it, if you can translate the energy of the world into emotions, you've got that pure joy, love, bliss state that you can get, that nirvana you can get, however it is you get there. I don't care what it is, what method you use, but that bliss that you get of having a child or the love you feel for someone or whatever, that incredible state you get to, there's the other side of that, the really, really dark side, which is also a form of bliss. When you're completely in that psychopathic state and you just are terrorizing and harvesting all the emotion and energy from someone and even their life and all this sexual perversion and all this stuff, just cutting loose with everything you could think of with absolutely no restraints at all. That for these people is also a form of bliss. This is going to the dark side completely, and they enjoy what they do, which is why they do it. It isn't the fact that they're possessed by anything. They enjoy what they do. You know, and there's people that are raised up into this lifestyle and trained to be in this state. Kids that are brutalized from birth, that aren't killed, that are trained to, they have to come and attend all these rituals and see this slaughter of children in front of them. And they're just numb and cold and they grow up to be psychopaths and they follow the line through and do what they do. You know, and then they interject this moral code into society. They start lowering the age of consent. They start bringing all this smut into movies and lowering the moral standards of people gradually, slowly and slowly and slowly. Till we get 5-year-old children getting up there doing school concerts, wearing miniskirts and little midriffs with makeup on and dancing, doing sexy dances and doing Beyonce songs. Five-year-old girls at school. I mean, and their parents are letting them do it and they think it's okay.
Right.
Oh, what's wrong? It's just my little girl being a little girl. No, that isn't being a little girl. You know, this is being programmed to be a sexual object and lower the moral standards of society. And I'm not being prudish. I've got nothing wrong with, you know, I've got nothing wrong with sex. I've got no sexual inhibitions at all, but you've got to see where society is going. And the acceptance of all this, the acceptance of all of this pedophile activity, whenever it comes out, it's just a scandal and we forget about it. We can see a pedophile scandal attached to the royal family in England and people go, oh my God, isn't this terrible? And then they still love the royal family. What's wrong with these people? This is Stockholm syndrome. These people are pedophiles. You just saw they were pedophiles and they call it a scandal. If you went out and raped a child, they'd call it a crime and they put you in jail for a long time unless they could convince you to come work for them. But when they do it, it's a scandal, and we hush it all up. What is this? This is programming. These people are absolutely the most worst people in the world, have clawed themselves into positions of power in this world, and they are harvesting and farming the rest of the world. That's what's going on. And we're so distracted with all these little rabbit holes we go down and all these little secrets we want to find out and all these little egoic journeys that we go on with each other. And anybody who disagrees with me is a shill and all of this sort of stuff and believing all opposition is controlled. You know, it's just a joke, Richie. It really is. People have got to wake up from their slumber. They don't know what they're dealing with. They don't understand the battlefield. They don't understand the intellect of the people that they're dealing with. They don't understand how all this is so controlled, and they don't look behind the veil and realize that all of the mechanisms that are put there, it doesn't matter whether it's the Freemasons, whether it's the Jesuits, whether it's the Jews, whether it's the Rockefellers, whether it's the Rothschilds, I can create a slideshow and create a presentation to prove to you that it's anybody you want to believe it is. I can prove to you it's aliens if that's what you want to believe, because all the information is put there for me to be able to convince you of that. But look behind that. What causes all this to be there? What causes this psychopathy in the human mind? What causes people to do what they do? You know, people won't look at the darkness within themselves. They won't understand how the energy works. And whenever they look at any of this information, they look at it through their own moral or emotional filter. They won't simply step back and look at it academically and analyze the situation for what it is. That's the problem.
Well, the process has been going on so long in the radios, the music, the movies, the video, the music videos, the food, the fluoridation of the water. I mean, it has just totally, totally imprisoned people. And you're absolutely right. They let their kids dress up like hookers and go up on stage and they say, you know, it's just being a little kid. It's not normal. It's not normal, but everybody accepts it. They steered this whole thing out. They came out into the open showing everybody they're pedophiles, and nothing's going to come of it because they've already convinced the masses that it's a poor guy at a pizza store getting attacked by angry bloggers on YouTube. You know what I mean? This was perfect. They did a great job. I got to tell them, I got to give them that.
Well, they did, and they've already managed to censor most of the information being posted on Facebook and all this sort of stuff. We'll see it get worse. So people have to withdraw their focus from the pizza store because it's not about the pizza store. It's about the pedophilia. It's about the, I mean, we shouldn't even call it pedophilia. Even with that, you know, pedophile, the word pedophile, you look up the etymology of the word pedophile, it actually means a love of children. You know, this isn't pedophilia. This is pedicide. You know, this is, I don't know what it is, but it's,
That's a better word than pedophile.
It's pedicide. What we're seeing, this is the harvesting of children, and they're being killed in the most brutal ways, being forced to have sex with animals, dogs, all sorts of stuff, being raped by dogs. You know, I'm like, the stuff that goes on is mind-boggling. The stuff that was just uncovered in Norway. This goes on. This is what's going on all the time on a massive scale, more than people would ever imagine. And that's what we're dealing with. Until people can get the focus back on that and away from this pizza store, you know, it's been such a play. You know, anyone who's been promoting this whole pizza store, either they're controlled opposition or they're just running a program. They've just bought into the psyop, hook, line, and sinker, and they've shifted their attention away from what even connected anything to this pizza store. It was the content of the Podesta emails. You know, what cannot be denied in any of this? Is there a clear pedophile codes according to the FBI's own website that exists within the Podesta emails? And this links them to so many people. These are in such a high position. You know, it links so many people together. And we know this is going on. We know it's going on in Norway. We know it's going on in Australia. We know it's going on in England, in America. There's been research into this in Belgium, like all over the place. Now, there's a woman, a friend of mine, Ulla Damegaard, whose name escapes me at the moment, Karina. It's a German or Dutch name. But she's been researching this for 30 years. You know, and this exists. This is going on. The harvesting of children and the transporting of children and the trafficking of children is happening everywhere on such a high level that people wouldn't believe. And it's infiltrated into so much of society. You know, the education system, the political system, the church system, the legal system, the police. It's happening everywhere. And until we realize this and are prepared to stand up and talk about it and get focus back on that, this whole Pizzagate thing is just going to go where they want it to go, which is why they've done it, you know. But
it's the perfect tool.
It is, but believing all opposition is controlled is the wrong thing for people to believe, because you have an idea. We all have an idea of what freedom looks like. And if you can have the right idea and you can present it to enough people, you may just cause a groundswell. And then what happens when you've got all the people out there who you're trying to save start claiming your controlled opposition because you've gained some type of groundswell? We've really got to think sensibly about this and realize that this is a war going on, and it's a psychological war more than anything else. So, you know, we've got to really see how we're being played on all this. We've got to get some form of unity, but it's got to be unity of thought, and it's got to be unity of moral compass, because if our moral compass is pointed in the right direction, we don't need anything else. We don't need unity of thought. We don't need to create any type of movement. We don't even need to restructure society. We don't need to offer them the Venus Project or the Ubuntu system or the whatever society people want to offer. We don't have to offer them anything, because if we change our moral compass and apply it to our everyday action, then the world has to change around us. You know, people who are doing this and people who are supporting this system, you know, if you're working in government, even if you're pushing a pen, even if you've got a secretarial position, you should quit your job. If you're working for the military, you should quit your job. If you're designing weapon systems, you should quit your job. It doesn't matter. We've got to stop supporting this system and turn away from it and start supporting each other. And because all the things that constrain us are simply words on paper. And these words on paper are written by people that we apparently employ to manage things for us in a responsible way. And all they're doing is running a slavery system. You know, it's a slavery system and it's people farming. That's what's going on. It's been going on for thousands upon thousands of years. And what's happening now is people waking up to it. And through this whole Pizzagate thing, we have actually got an opportunity to address it if people can put their focus in the right spot.
It's funny. You mentioned people quitting their jobs in America right now. There's 12 million jobs in manufacturing and 24 million in the government. That's wrong. That is so wrong. You know, there's more people working to control everyone else than there are actually making and producing things. I mean, we've lost it. I don't see any way to bring it back, man.
No, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And look, someone I want to give a plug to here. Is a friend of mine called Mark Passio. I actually interviewed Mark a couple of days ago for a show that's going to be running in a couple of hours from now, this week's show on Surviving the Matrix. He's done outstanding work. He really has, in attempting people to see this shadow that exists behind things and attempting to convince the order followers to step away from their jobs. He is so passionate and adamant about it. And, I really, really recommend that people go and look at Mark's work. He's a great guy. And, he's got some fantastic stuff on his website. It's all free. You can buy it if you want, but it's all free. And, he's really been getting frustrated at people just not listening. And, I really do want to give him a plug, but that's the problem. People's lack of morals and people's willingness to follow the orders and the dictates of others, even if it means stepping outside their moral compass, people's willingness to just go and brutalize someone because someone else told them to. Now, what's that all about? You know, your willingness to go and drop bombs on Syria because someone told you to. You're going to go and bomb a suburb full of civilians and children because you had no choice, because you were told to. Yes, you did have a choice. We all have a choice. You know, if they're telling you to go and bomb civilians, quit your job. That's it. Doesn't matter if you're not making any money. Go and do something else. You know, don't destroy the world because you're profiting from it. You know, it's racketeering. This whole thing's racketeering. You know, we support the system because we believe we'll get in all this trouble. We'll get in all this difficulty if we don't. That's simply extortion. That's racketeering. You're paying protection money. That's all it is. You know, you're paying lip service and protection money. And we've got to step away from that. We've got to stop supporting this system in any way, shape, and form. That's what we have to do.
I don't know how it is down in Australia, but in America, it seems like the majority are just happy to keep giving half their paycheck to an unseen entity that doesn't really do anything for you except force things on you now. Forced vaccinations, forced fluoridation in the water. You know what I mean? And half of the country is totally, I mean, when I was a kid, I'm not even 50 yet. When I was a kid, you could drink water out of pretty much any stream in the United States. Now you can't do any of that. And if you do, you have to have a permit or a license, or you have to pay someone to do anything. You know what I mean? You literally have to, like you say all the time, we're the only species on the planet that literally pays to be here.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the problem is that, people accept it because people don't question it, because people just never look beyond the veil. You know, most people in everyday life, most people who just live in the suburbs and have a job or whatever, they're just so busy running on the treadmill trying to make ends meet that they just don't ever ask the question, where does money come from? Why do I have to pay to be here? Why is it so hard to survive? Why is the cost of living so high? Now, the government and the news gives them all these figures about the economy and all this stuff. They don't ever question it. They just think it's the way it is. It's just the way it is. But it isn't the way it is. It's the way it's been designed. It doesn't have to be this way at all. We don't have to do any of this stuff. We don't have to depend on this economic system. And if we do have an economic system, well, how come we have all this debt? How come the cost of living is so high because we're in such debt? Who do we owe the debt to? Well, it's to the bankers who own everything anyway. How did this happen? What is it, because of this economic system? Well, doesn't that look like it needs to be reexamined then? You know, people don't ever ask the question. That's the problem. They don't ever ask the question until it affects them in their own backyard. And that's a very, you know, so people just work harder and harder because the way they do it is they just raise the cost of living. That's why it never affects anyone. They give them all these creature comforts. You can have a big flat screen TV and a new car. Right. You've got freedom of choice of all this stuff, all these toys to play with, all this freedom of choice as long as you run hard on the treadmill. The harder you run, the more you neglect your family and don't develop any personal relationships with anyone, then the more you will be rewarded. That's how it works, you know. And then at the end of your life, you've got all this stuff that you really don't need and you think, well, what was it all for? What was any of it for? Where's my family? Where's my life? Who am I? What did I do? What is my artistic expression in this world? Why did I do all this? What was it all for? You know, but it just separates us. It separates us from anything. And by raising the cost of living, you know, gradually more and more people who are waking up, they just can't keep up or they just don't want to participate. Well, they get discarded. They become homeless. Well, we don't want the homeless riffraff around. They could be criminals. Put them in jail, whatever. Clear them out. Clear the riffraff out. You know, and then they keep raising the cost of living. So gradually the middle class disappears and more of the middle class and the upper middle class starts to disappear. And nobody pays attention to them. And they think, why is it all falling out from underneath me? Why won't anyone help me? Well, you didn't help anyone when it was falling apart from just below you on what you perceive to be the social food chain. So why should they help you now? Why would you even think they're going to? Because this world rewards sociopathy. It rewards the discarding of other people. It rewards self-service. That's what it's all about. That's what this whole education system's about. That's what the whole respect for authority is about. That's what the whole legal system and economic system is designed to do. It's designed to discard and enslave the population and end up with two classes, the ruling class and the peasants. And of course, you've got the layer of stupidity that exists between them, the blockheads, the psychopaths who populate the police and military. You know, because by that time, all the good people have left those forces. But then there's people who see, well, society is so hard and it's so difficult that the best way for me to get by is to join them. Is to join them and become part of the police force. That way I get to kick the hell out of people and rape children and do all the stuff that they do. And it's all good. I'm not subject to that. So again, it's kind of protection money. It's okay for you to go and hurt other people as long as you're not being hurt. This is the way it works, you know. So it's dealing with that mentality. And that's what this society's done. And that's what it's designed to do, is to basically harvest our moral standard and get us to join their side by making it so difficult for us if we don't. But if we were to choose to simply step away from it all now, get our head out of all these rabbit holes and look at what's going on, support each other and stop supporting the system. Stop going down all these spy novel versions of reality they give you to figure it all out. We've already figured it out. The world's been run by criminals and no one's doing anything about it because they're too busy looking in their rabbit holes to try to figure it all out. You know?
We haven't seen it,
folks. You know? It's unreal. And they give you all these movies of these dystopian futures that are coming out as right. Well. Oh, look at this one. And this one's coming out. And everyone looks at it and goes, oh, gee, we're not there yet. I'm good. No, you're not. We are here now. It's already there. It's just not as overt as what it is in that movie. But right. If you're okay with it not being there and you're okay with the world being in the way it is now, then we've already lost. You're terminally stupid. Wake up to yourself. You know, and I've been shouting this message out for 30 years.
I know you have.
Online for the last 10, I've been researching this stuff for 42 years now, Richie. You know, it's unreal, you know, but if you disagree with people, oh, you're a shill. You don't buy into everything I believe in. Oh, you're a shill. You're controlled opposition. You're this or that. I've tried everything I can. I've tried speaking in New Age language because I live in like the New Age capital of the world. I think everybody around here is New Age. So you got to speak in a language which resonates with them. I've tried that. I've tried speaking in New Age language to try to shift these people back to talk. I've tried using the legal system for those who believe the legal system's real. All you do is get accused of going to the other side. Oh, now he's supporting the legal system. Oh, now he's talking New Age talk. He's a New Ager. He's this. He's that. No, I'm just trying to reach everybody on whatever level I can, speak in whatever language I need to speak in, to speak to them on their level so that they get it and they think outside of the box a little bit. I'm just trying to crack that shell and open the doorway for as many people as I can. But, I mean, what do you do? It's got to the point now that people have got to snap out of their slumber. They got to pull their heads out of their rabbit holes, and they need to deal with this situation. Pizzagate is a great opportunity to do it, and people shouldn't let up on it. They've got to remove focus from the pizza store, and they've got to put it back on this group of pedophiles that is running the world and the fact that you are being farmed. That is what is happening.
What can people do? I mean, honestly, I'm asking you, the reason I wanted you on so bad is because this particular election was the biggest joke I've ever seen. It was like, we have to have an election because it's time. So let's get a tycoon and the craziest, most evil woman that's killed more people than cancer, and we'll have them run against each other. And as soon as it's over, they spring a psyop on us. And the reason I call it a psyop is because WikiLeaks is controlled. You know what I'm saying? So they wanted this, and it works. It works out perfectly for them. Anything that works out perfectly for the bad guys is a psyop, and this is just another one of them.
Even when stuff comes out that's good, like, you know, I believe that the whole leak of the Podesta emails was mainly about discrediting Hillary. But then, of course, there's all this Pizzagate, you know, pedophile lingo in there. But the fact, okay, they're going to find this lingo when we release the emails. How do we deal with that? Okay, well, we have this identikit picture of the Podesta brothers there. And if they do find that pedophile lingo rather than shift the focus, and they shift the focus from Hillary onto the pedophile lingo, well, we've got this Podesta stuff there, this image that we've set up, which is going to completely throw them off track, threw me off track for a minute as well, because I hadn't really investigated the Madeleine McCann case that much. A lot of other people had done it, so I just didn't bother too much other stuff to do.
Right.
But so they injected that into it, and then they've shifted a focus to the pizza store. So they've covered themselves whichever way it was going to go. The intelligence of these people is incredible. They're very, very intelligent. They've got every option covered, you know. But what we can do, I mean, I've tried with Full Circle Project. I've started this website called the Full Circle Project, which is all about just the community connector. Just get a support group in your area, because so many people I speak to, they live in some town and they're awake or semi-awake, and they got nobody around them that they can talk to, nobody around them who's awake. So all I've done with that is to say, okay, well, here you can go and start this. You can start go to the Full Circle Project, and you can – this Full Circle – website is fullcircleproject.net is the website. But you can go there. You can just sign up. Put in your place where you live. It'll pinpoint your area, basically, roughly, not on your house, but just roughly. And you can do a search, find people in your area and get to talk to them. Get a form a support group. Find people around in the area that you can talk to and just get motivated, because we need support. We need a strong support group around us. So that's what I've tried to do with that. But what people can do, I mean, and the only thing people can do, that there's no good even starting to form a group, I mean, or a movement. I mean, with these groups, with Full Circle Project, you can form a local group, identify an issue in your area that you think is going to awaken the local people. Could be something as simple as they're not happy with the garbage collection. You know, let's look at what's caused that problem. It's the abusive office of government that's caused the problem. Let's deal with it. And, hey, look at all this. These people are pedophiles anyway. We can get to that later. But, you know, there's ways of doing it. There'll be some issue, the roads in your area, something. There's something in your area that the people are pissed off about. And you can use this group to influence the mindset of those people so that they start thinking a little bit outside the box and not dealing with the symptom, but actually addressing the root core of the problem, which is government corruption. So that's what I've tried to do with Full Surfer Project.
Well, this is
but ultimately,
serious. This is serious. The numbers in the United States are pretty high, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that are signed up and doing it. There's a lot of groups started. So, you know, sign up and find, just do a search. Like, do a search. You can do a search in a 1 mile race, a 10 mile radius. You'll find, okay, look, there's 10, 15 people here that are all signed up for Full Circle Project. Okay, I'm going to send out a message. I'm going to contact these people and I'm going to say, okay, we've got a meeting at Martha's Bar at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Let's all meet, get together, get to know each other. See how this works. See who's good. See who's bad. You're going to get infiltrators. Of course you are. That's up to you. You've got to discern, you know, but it, you'll find a support group. You'll find people. Like, I met people in England and went, oh my God, this is so good. I met a group of five people who didn't know each other before Full Circle Project. They were all feeling completely alone. And now they've got this little local action group and they're going out and they're doing everything they can to awaken the people in the local community in whatever language that the people will understand, that they can wake them up to the fact that we've got a problem here, you know? So that's one thing. But look, with whatever we do, it doesn't matter if you form a group or try to start a movement or join the Zeitgeist movement or Ubuntu or a resource-based economy or anarcho-capitalism or anything we do, if people do not change their moral compass and apply that to everything they do, then there is no hope. And if they do that, that is the only thing they have to do. You know, if you're working in a job or you're supporting some industry which causes you to operate outside your moral compass, quit your job. Stop supporting it. Do something else. Because you can sit there and you can offer lip service to this control system. You can do whatever you want to speak out against these criminals, but if you are supporting this system in any way, if you're working in a job that's making parts in a bomb factory just to feed your family or whatever, and you're still speaking out about government corruption and you're speaking out against the war on terror, well, you're part of the problem. You're supporting the system. Stop doing that. Oh, someone else will do it anyway. Well, that doesn't matter as long as you're not doing it, because it's your moral compass and it's your life and it's your soul and it's your future. You know, you're the one who's supporting it. You know, we've got to stop supporting this system in every single way that we can. Everybody who's working in any of these industries needs to quit. And if you are the spouse of someone who is working in one of these industries, tell them to quit their job or to get another spouse. It's as simple as that.
This is awesome.
Boycott your spouse if your spouse is supporting this system. We have to stop supporting this system in every single way that we can. That is how we do it. But if we don't change our moral compass, we'll never do it. But if we do change our moral compass, if you really step into that, then you cannot support this system in any way. You cannot take a backward step to your moral compass. You know,
I didn't know about this.
That's how we do it.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I didn't even know you had this project going, man. I knew about the Ubuntu project that you did a few years ago, but I had no idea. This is phenomenal, and there's a lot of hookups in the United States, which is awesome.
Well, this is a project that isn't a project. It's a project that is your project. It's a project with no leaders. And like, I've put it there and I've stepped away from it completely, because I don't want people to perceive me as someone who is leading the project, Max's project. It's not. It's your project. This is simply a means for you to find a support group in your area and push it forward with whatever issue you can identify that you can use to do that. But you've got to have that support group around you to do it, you know. You know, we're stuck on our own with this online activism and clicktivism, which is what it is. We think we're making a difference by putting posts on Facebook and making YouTube clips. Sure, we're getting information out to people, but what are we doing on the ground in our own community? You know, how many police officers are we talking to? How many politicians are we talking to? How many local issues are we dealing with at the root core of the problem? And if you can get up there and you can say things in the right way, in a non-aggressive way, get up there and simply say the open, logical truth. If you can do that in a public platform in front of a whole bunch of members of your community at a council meeting, even if the council gets up and walks away, even if you don't get any of your points through or none of this comes to be, you've planted a seed in the minds of all of those people who are going to be thinking about what you said. And they're going to go home and they're going to go, hey, Richie guy, you really made a lot of sense today. You know, and maybe we should be looking at things a little bit differently when we approach these people who we believe are our rulers, because they're not your rulers. You know, this is the thing, you know, and look, we want a society, the anarcho-capitalists, the anarchists, they all want a society that there's anarchy straight away. And yeah, that would be great. But unfortunately, we're not educated enough to go to a society that's complete anarchy straight away. We need a transitional period. So we need to regain control of this society that we've got now, regain control of this political system so that we can reduce the size of government, stop this completely fake war on terror and all this rubbish that we're being fed. And take control of the situation ourselves. You know, what Pizzagate should do is wake people up to the underlying root core of the problem, which is the fact that you're being farmed and children are being harvested right now. They're being raped and brutalized right now. They're being raped by animals right now. They're being loaded into containers and shipped out of countries right now. It's happening all the time. You know, so let's deal with it, folks, shall we?
I'm glad you explained. When I listened to you talking about the PSYOP end of it, it made me realize I should have explained it better, because I made videos and I said, Pizzagate is a PSYOP, but the pedophilia is real. And I don't think I expressed it as well as you did in your video. You know what I mean? So that's why I was so eager to have you on. But now that I see this full circle project, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And it's local. People can do this right now. For some reason, I can't put a link in the chat room. I don't know why. I probably got hit by a troll, but whatever. It's the full circle project.net, and it's in everybody's area. It's on every continent. Max, this is amazing, man. Totally amazing.
Well, actually the program, the app that's used is a guy called Matt Dowell from England. He approached me. I wanted to, with Full Circle Project, which went through so many different, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was originally going to focus on the Amazon. I thought, because I've been trying to find something that's going to unite people. I think, okay, well, everyone cares about the Amazon. Maybe I can use that. I thought, okay, I'll put out a concept to raise $1 million to buy a section of Amazon. So, okay, we've saved it. Hey, look what we just all did. We just saved this section of the Amazon. Now what can we do? But it didn't work. You know, it's not going to work. I looked at it.
Trying to find money with money.
Yeah. Yeah. Just trying to find I'm just trying to find ways through. And then I met this guy, Matt, and he said, oh, I've got this community connector. And I looked at it and I went, this is it. This is what I need to unite the people. This is exactly what I need. And all it has to do is be presented to the people in the right way. But then in order to do what I want it to do, I have to step away from it. I can't lead it because there are no leaders. You have to lead yourself. You've got to start taking action in your own community, but you've got to change your moral compass to do it, but you're going to need a support group. So here's how to get that support group. And that is the sole purpose of the project. Once you've got that support group, step away from it. There's no real online Facebook-y sort of section. There's a blog sort of area where you can post stuff on there. You can go and look at what other people are posting, that sort of stuff, but it's nowhere for you to actually go and hang out. It's not what it's about. But if you form a support group and you take some local action and you have some success, go and post it and let people see what you did so they can copy it in their community and see what works, see what doesn't work. But it gives us an idea of how to do it. It gives us an idea of sharing the ideas that we've got. You're not going out there and saying, okay, the Full Circle Project is going to be this and we're all going to go this way. That is the problem. That you even need someone to do that, that you need someone to come along and offer you a way out is the problem, because you are the way out yourself. That's the thing. But I can understand you need support to do it. You need to not be alone in this battle, this fight. And so that's what this is for. But that's why I had to step away from it. You got to just put it there, and people have to realize that they have to lead themselves. This just gives you the means to do it. And sure, I mean, there's going to be infiltrators. There's going to be people that are going to want in and undermine it and lead you in a certain direction. But it's up to you to see that. I mean, I can't be there for you in all this stuff. You've got to develop this type of spiritual intuition yourself. You know, if anyone's trying to lead you away from what the path is, which is staying always true to your moral compass, not incorporating anything, not supporting this moral system, this economic system, not supporting any of the stuff that they offer us, and addressing always the root core of the problem, which is the corruption, the underlying corruption of this system itself, and the fact that every politician who's in office at the moment is in an abuse of that office, because they are carrying out human rights violations in virtually every single piece of word that they write down on paper and dare to call law.
Right.
So,
right. Yeah. I love how you explain the word magic, because there's only a few people that actually understand how the laws are simply another form of magic they use to control everybody, and people are deathly afraid of them. Max, I am so blown away that I didn't know about this, and this looks exactly like the solution everybody's been looking for, because it's something local, something you can do with your neighbors. Because over the years, they've, in movies and everything else, they've demonized your neighbor. Your neighbor's going to kill you. Your neighbor's a Muslim that's going to cut your head off. Your neighbor's a Christian that wants to burn your house. You know what I mean? They've done that over the years, and it's worked because people don't even know their neighbors anymore, which is absurd. So I love this. I think this is amazing. I did not know about this, man. I feel like a jerk now.
Well, that's what they've done through the whole thing, is divide and conquer. They've done it through religion. They don't care if you're a Christian or a Muslim, as long as you pick a side and fight with the other guy. They've done it through, you know, the flat earth, round earth. They don't care which side you're on, as long as you pick a side and fight with the other guy.
Exactly.
They don't care who you believe that the ruling hand is, whether you believe it's the Jesuits or the Jews or the other ones, just pick a side and fight with the other guy. That's what it's about. Don't ever look behind the veil of what causes the whole thing, which is this all-pervasive evil that exists in the minds of these psychopaths and the way they manipulate everything. You know, that's the problem. You know, so we've got to start taking action on the ground, and no one can lead you. You know, you've got to change your moral compass and apply it to the world that you live in. You know, if we stop supporting this system, it falls apart. And the whole control grid, all these secrets that they put in place, if we stop looking into it and trying to figure out what the great secret is, it loses its control over you. That's how it controls you. That's why they put all the numbers there, so you'll keep looking for them. That's why they're there. Who cares that they're there? The language and the numbers, it's all made up anyway. That's got nothing to do with life. It's got nothing to do with your soul or who you are. It's all part of the matrix. What are you even looking at it for? I mean, sure. I mean, and I'm not saying don't investigate. It's great. It's interesting. I've done it. I've done it for 42 years, and I finally figured out that it's all a big freaking distraction.
Exactly.
You're not looking at what's going on around you. And people, Max is just an old fuddy-duddy. Well, I don't know, folks. I've been looking at this for 42 years.
Yes,
and I was telling people in high school, you know, I was telling people, look, we're in a lot of trouble. This is where we're going. And then I met people about 5 years ago. I met someone that I used to go to high school with, and she came up to me. She said, oh, my God, Max, everything that you told us in high school that was going to – the world was going to be like in 30 years, this is exactly where we are. How did you know? I'm going, because it's freaking obvious, you know. And
I love the
how
fact
we're
that
being manipulated is so clever, man. It's so clever. And it's so interesting to find out all this stuff. But the fact that you're wasting time trying to find it out rather than establishing the freedom that you need to uncover all of the rabbit holes all at once, that's how they control you, you know?
I love the fact that you didn't put hangouts in here. There's a spot to leave comments and stuff, which is great, but that's what they've done. They've gotten everybody so that nobody knows how to talk to anybody else. They're just doing it through Twitter or videos or Facebook. I mean, I'm guilty of it, but I do get out a lot. You and I are like, when you sent me that first picture of that mobile home that you gave to your sister, that was just amazing, because I do the same thing. Mean, when I saw that, I was so envious, because that truck was awesome. I do that all the time. I travel the country in my Jeep. I try to stay away from the system as much as I can, but they just have a noose around your neck. You need a license to drive. And then if you do have a license, you need to have insurance. And if you do have insurance, you have to pay for gas. And if you do get gas, you got to pay it. And it just keeps going and going. You can't even fish anymore. You know what I'm saying? So I like this full circle project is something big, man.
Well, someone...
Don't say you're speechless, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's working in a lot of places, but people have to get involved. They've got to get involved themselves.
Indeed. If you don't mind, I'm going to put this up on my page so people can see
a lot of
this.
Places are. There's a lot of active groups. And yeah, all good. But so, yeah, the truck was great. Someone gave me that. And this is, we're talking a proper truck, like a truck with a Pantech and a trailer on the back and all of that sort of stuff. So, but someone gave me that, and I kind of looked at it and thought, well, what am I going to do with a truck? And sure, I mean, it's worth a lot of money and all that, but my sister needs somewhere to live. She's living in her van at the moment, and she's got that pretty well set up. But she was just looking at, thinking just the day before, wow, I really need to upgrade this van, you know. Maybe we can get an old ambulance or a small truck or something. And then the next day I get given this truck, which is basically set up to be a mobile home / workshop. So you can move anywhere, take it anywhere, and it's got all the tools and everything you need there to set up your sustainable community, which is exactly what my sister is doing. She's setting up a sustainable community. And so when it came to me, I gave it away to her within 60 seconds of getting it. I just said, I just called her and said, you're not going to believe this email that I've just given, been given. And it's got 1,000 watt solar panel on it. It's got a 5,000 watt inverter and 200 liter storage tank and, you know, hot water system and all sorts of stuff. So it's fully set up. And, yeah, so I gave it straight to her and she was just mind blown. And the guy who gave it to me is mind blown as well because he really wanted to have a good home. Yeah, 'cause that's what he did. He traveled around Australia setting up sustainable communities and he was doing a visa run. You know, he was here from Holland and you can only stay for 3 months and you got to do a visa run to Solomon Islands or somewhere, then come back for 3 months. And he did a visa run to Fiji and then came back and they wouldn't let him back in. I said, no, we don't think you've got enough money. And they deported him to Holland. That's Australian customs. That's just Australian immigration. It's horrendously vicious, Australian immigration, one of the hardest countries in the world to get into. And so they deported him, and he's been home since March, and he finally realized, okay, well, my truck, I've lost it, I've lost my home, it's all gone, I can't go back. And he contacted me, and he said, Max, I'd like to donate my truck to your cause. And I was mind blown, you know. And when I saw it, I just went, well, this is absolutely perfect for my sister and it absolutely honors everything that he did and every intention he had for the truck. I mean, sure, I could take it, I could sell it, like 20, 15 grand's worth of stuff, you know, tools and whatever. I could just capitalize on it and sell it, but that's not honoring the gift at all.
Right.
And this can go.
What you did is perfect. It's really perfect.
So. It's really going to be used and honored by us. So it was a pleasure to do, you know. But, yeah, I mean, just doing more of that. I mean, why would I keep it? What am I going to do with it, you know? And the money, it doesn't, you know, I couldn't do it. I'd feel guilty, so.
And this is where YouTube apparently found out what we were talking about and began interfering with the conversation to the point where I had to pull the plug. At any rate, this is Richie from Boston. I am going to re-upload this. This is Max Egan from the Crow House YouTube channel and from the FullCircleProject.net. I will leave links in the description. Please like and share this video. Get the word out because we're being censored like we've never been censored before. Richie from Boston, guys. I am out.